Well, good morning and welcome to Friday. The weekend is almost here. And boy, I'll tell you, if you don't already look forward to the weekend on a normal Friday, on one when we're looking to see highs of 20 or 20 plus degrees through the weekend. We're excited about that for sure. There will be more seeding going on in the next week as a result of this weather that is coming our way starting today. So good news weather-wise for sure. Lots to talk about on this Friday. I'm looking forward to the show, looking forward to the discussion with you. We're going to open the phone lines a few times today. We'll open the phone lines with a segment. We'll talk about the federal election, some endorsements coming out now for conservatives in the province. Now, we saw Premier Moe, of course, come out with his thoughts. Well, former Premier Brad Wall has done the same.
We can vote for hope. And I still believe that when folks are given a choice between voting out of fear or voting in confidence, voting for hope, I still believe hope beats fear.
It's an endorsement for Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives, who was in the province not only last night, but still here today. In fact, we've got a news conference coming up a little bit later, and we will have a reporter there and be able to fill you in on what that looks like as well. More talk on Pierre Poilievre and his rally coming up in a second. Bugs and Hugs coming up as well. I am curious to hear what's on your mind this Friday, because we've got great hockey playoffs happening in the province. A councillor who was elected with a mandate to deal with social issues in the community has been kicked off a committee focusing on just that in Saskatoon. That might make its way onto Bugs and Hugs. Potholes, warm weather, seating. Bugs and Hugs coming up after 10. Also on the show today, a Holocaust survivor is in Saskatchewan in this next week to speak about his experience during the Holocaust, the war. Beth Jacob Synagogue is the site where that will happen. Holocaust survivor Abe Silverman will join us closer to lunchtime today. And hey, when Belton Johnson joins me at 11 today for It's Eaton Time, we're going to talk a bit about an auction package that's being auctioned off tomorrow night at an event. Belton Johnson and myself in your backyard, a great meal. Belton smokes a brisket. Plus, you get a brand new smoker from our friends at Northern Fireplace, the CNIB Guide Dogs with a Purpose Gala happening tomorrow night. Belton and I will chat about that when he gives us his recipe today. Okay, lots to talk on. Let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, the NDP and the Liberals made a stop in Saskatchewan earlier this month, and we had reporters there to cover their rallies and their media scrums. Last night, Pierre Poilievre in Saskatchewan for a stop. Last night, Biz Hub Industrial Park for a rally. If you, by the way, were anywhere in the area, you had no doubt that there was something going on. The lineups of cars, I saw a couple of videos people were posting online. They weren't going to the rally, but they got caught up in the cars just because it was in their route. Hundreds, if not thousands of people there to see what Pierre Poilievre had to say. And one of them was our senior reporter, Lara Fominoff, there for the rally, joins me bright and early this morning. Did you get caught up in the traffic snarl getting in there last night, Lara?
Oh my goodness, Evan, I certainly did. Yes, I think the rally, the doors opened just before 6 o'clock for the rally, and Pierre Poilievre didn't start speaking until about 7:15-ish, something like that. The whole thing lasted till about 8 o'clock, and it took me a good hour to get from this massive warehouse through the winding traffic, through the probably, 2,000 to 3,000 people who were there, back to the news station to get my work done for the evening.
So can you set the scene for us, aside from obviously a large crowd of people? What was the mood of the people there?
The mood was very boisterous. It was a lot of people were there. They wanted, obviously, to see Mr. Poilievre speak. They It was a very calm crowd for the most part. But, they had Mr. Poilievre had the, vote for change. People holding up signs in the back. Everyone had their political signs as well. The phones were out. Mr. Poilievre, he encouraged people to post the rally. And of the number of people there to social media. It was very, very well secured as well. Not so much coming into the event. I mean, bags were checked and backpacks were checked and jackets were checked and so forth. But aside from the police presence outside of the warehouse facility and in the general area as well, because of the amount of traffic and the numbers of people that were there, inside the actual event, there were, I noticed, a lot of plainclothes either officers or security people. And that was a stark difference because I also covered Mr. Carney's, Liberal leader Mark Carney's event in Saskatoon at the Remy Art Gallery. That was quite a bit different that I noticed from the event. But, I mean, overall, it was very, very loud. I found myself covering my ears numerous times because the shouts were so loud.
We're chatting today with senior reporter Lara Fominoff at Pierre Poilievre's rally last night. What was his message? I know I heard your report this morning. He spoke for about 45 minutes. What was contained in that discussion?
It was a very rounded out sort of speech. I mean, he started off by saying he was happy to be in Saskatchewan, related his familial roots in Saskatchewan, that his parents were married in Saskatoon. He grew up in Calgary. And, you know, how his wife and her family immigrated from Venezuela and working hard. He didn't waste any time as well going after the Liberal Party, in particular, Mark Carney, and his recent phone call at the end of March with U.S. President Donald Trump, telling the crowd, you know, there's, you know, things he's not, he asked for a firefighter at one point and said Mark Carney's pants were on fire. So he took some shots right off the top at the Liberal Party and then sort of tried to relate his speech to the everyday person, you know, trying to save up for a home and not being able to do that, not being able to afford groceries, being frustrated at, you know, what he called catch and release criminal, you know, for criminals that people were arrested so many times, violent offenders who were not, he felt, getting lengthy enough sentences, more military spending as well. He also touched on cutting bureaucratic red tape, something he's mentioned many times in his speeches, cutting the federal deficit and spending, that sort of thing. So he touched on a lot of issues. And out of the three leaders that have visited Saskatchewan now, the three main party leaders, his rally definitely lasted the longest length of time. And he went through his platform step by step, sort of thing, much longer and in depth than NDP leader Jagmeet Singh or Mark Carney.
Can you comment on crowd size? I know that's one thing that likes to get batted around in the media. Can you compare the crowd sizes between the three?
Oh, well, there was definitely the Conservative Party crowd was definitely by far the largest crowd. I'm not so good at counting numbers, but there were at least a couple of thousand vehicles outside of the event. The actual warehouse held, I overheard someone in the warehouse who was managing it say that it held about 3,500 people safely. It was about two-thirds full, so I'm guessing the crowd size was between 2,000 and 3,000, something like that. It was not packed, but it was very full.
Full, for sure. Lara, we appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Thanks so much for your chime.
Absolutely. Anytime, Evan.
Lara Fominoff, senior reporter, covering the Pierre Poilievre rally last night. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, here's what we're going to do. Pulse of the People. Remember we did this during the provincial election? It's basically like a real unofficial poll of how votes are going to go. It's a simple question. How are you voting? Which party gets your vote? We're not taking your name. We're not taking any information. It's simply you call in 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open right now, by the way. We'll get you in the queue, and it'll be rapid fire, really quick. When we come back, we'll open up the phones for, 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, and we'll just ask, how are you voting? And we'll see what the numbers look like. Then we go into a segment of open phones. The Pulse of the People. Very unofficial, but somewhat scientific poll. Your chance to chime in. Coming up next, phone lines open, 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of the Evan Bray Show. It's great to have you here. Okay, we've got open lines coming up just after 9 o'clock. But before that, how about we do another Pulse of the People? We did this during the provincial election, and it was actually a little bit eerie how close the actual percentage split was and how indicative it was to what the provincial election turned out to be. It was, I want to say our split was something like 67% SAS party, 33% NDP. And then, of course, we know what the election breakdown was. So let's do the same thing. Pulse of the people. Here's how it works. The number 1-877-332-8255. Instantly, the phone lines, by the way, jammed up. So as we go through the callers, phone lines will free up. Keep trying. And basically, all I'm asking you, I don't care. I'm not asking name. I'm not asking where you're from. I just want to know, how are you voting? Which party gets your vote? We'll go through them quickly. So be listening on the phone. As soon as I come to you, we'll get your vote. We'll go through. We'll tally it up at the end. It is very officially unofficial. And I say, let's get going with the Pulse of the People.
The Evan Bray Show.
Pulse of the People.
All right, here we go. We'll open up the phone lines for a couple of minutes. And I'm going to start caller number one. How are you voting?
Conservative.
Conservative. Thanks for starting us off. Caller number two, how are you voting today?
Conservative.
Conservative. We're going to keep going through the lines. And again, it's just quickly asking, who gets your vote? Line three.
Conservative.
Conservative. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Line number four, who gets your vote?
Conservative.
Why conservative?
Because they're the best.
They're the best. I didn't tell you there was going to be a follow-up question. Line number five, how are you voting?
Conservative.
Conservative. Okay, five callers, five conservative votes so far. 1-877-332-8255. It's the Pulse of the People. Thanks for calling. Who are you voting for?
Conservative.
Conservative. Thank you for calling. 1-877-332-8255 is the number if you want to get in. 2 minutes, we're doing this. How are you voting? Line number seven.
Conservative.
Thanks for the call. Line number eight, who gets your vote?
Conservative.
Boy, we are on a streak here. We've had eight callers, eight conservatives so far. Back to line number one. Thanks for calling. Who gets your vote?
Conservative.
Thank you for calling. 1-877-332-8255.
Line number one. Thanks for
who gets your vote? Line two.
Conservative.
Thank you for calling. NDP. So we've got an NDP vote in there. Thanks for calling. Line number three.
Conservative.
Conservative. Thanks for calling. 10 conservative, one NDP so far. Line four, Pulse of the People. Who gets your vote?
Conservative.
Thank you for calling. Line number five, who gets your vote in this election?
Conservative.
Line number six, who gets your vote in this election?
Conservative.
Line number seven, who gets your vote in this election?
Conservative.
Conservative. 1-877-332-8255. Squeeze in a couple more. Line eight, who gets your vote?
Liberal.
Okay, thank you for calling. Back up to line number one. We got time for a couple more. Who gets your vote? Line one.
Conservative.
Thank you. Line two, who gets your vote?
Chalk one up for the conservatives.
For the conservatives, and we are at the end of our time. So thank you to everyone that called in. Those that didn't get through, my apologies, although we are doing open lines here momentarily, so we'll give you a chance there. So we had 17 callers total, and of the 17, 15 voted conservative. So that gives us, my quick math, what, 88%. And then we had one liberal vote, one NDP vote. Is that indicative of what this federal election is going to look like? Good job, Adam, by the way. Quick on the phones, sweat pouring down his brow behind the glass there. Thank you to everyone that called in. So, yeah, open up the phone lines 2 minutes. Looks as if Saskatchewan is still very blue in this election. Time will tell. Monday's the vote. We find out Monday night. We've got full coverage, by the way, on Monday. We'll be talking a little bit more about that, but you will be able to follow along as the results come in right here on this radio station. Pierre Poilievre holding a media conference in about, what, 3 minutes from now. We've got reporter Mia Holloway-Chuck there. She will follow along and then join us later this morning in studio to find out about that. Opening up the phone lines for continued discussion. No doubt election is what you want to talk about. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.